What was his name? The one that said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Hardcore. Are you still after him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
You want to help Alex Jones win an appeal against this bullshit Sandy Hooker's case where they're trying to fine him a quadrillion, billion, gazillion, gorillion dollars? Zelensky's in the corner sweating. How the heck could be going to Ukraine? Because fuck you. Anyhow, take a look at this. No. The mainstream media press, the way that the media industrial complex works, it tries to get people, when you think of the intelligence community, you got to think of people dapper, like James Bond, boys, sophisticated, Tom Cruise, MI5 agents, sneaking, coordinating, looking smooth as butter while they do it on motorcycles while swinging katanas. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what I think of when I think of Mission Impossible 2, because that's the best one. Fuck you, fight me, bros! Anyhow, no. The CIA, the FBI is asshole, and probably all the intelligence communities are just full of gay dudes over here committing crimes, because that's what's happening right here. And you've got, whenever I see a hidden camera like this and a gay dude getting honeypotted, I'm sitting there going, that James O'Keefe, sexy son of a bitch, James O'Keefe. So I don't know. I don't think this is James O'Keefe. If it is, I got it from somewhere else, which seems like a crime. Anyhow, sound investigations. Here they got this dude. This is Gavin O'Blenis. All right. There's a joke in there. There's a joke in there about a five-leaf clover, boys, but we won't be making it because I don't want to get arrested in Ireland. Anyhow, breaking CIA officer, former FBI boss. We could thipper-duper put anybody in jail. Set them up. We'll call it a nudge. Quote. Those are all quotes, by the way. And so here he says that they set up Alex Jones. Oh, okay. So are you telling me that the intelligence communities are knowingly, willingly dispersing and dispensing misinformation onto the interzones? So then people like Alex Jones go, why are the people in the Sandy Hook shooting walking around in a circle, going in and out of the same building, and there was no food trucks dropping off food for the kids for like 15 years in that school, and then the school was razed, and there was people maybe in the forest. I can't remember all the Sandy Hook stuff, but with anything, there's weird stuff. And when the mainstream media press won't let you talk about it, then you can count on it being, you know, even weirder. So is this dude saying that he and some other of the rainbow quotas inside the Quantico headquarters were specifically putting out misinformation, so then when people who are adversarial to these alphabet agencies then latch onto them and propagate them, it then gives you the Sandy Hooker families over here. Who's funding all these lawsuits? Well, it's NGOs with a bunch of Democrat fucking money, and the Democrat money coming from, criminal things like running coke into black neighborhoods on Cessnas, apparently, or any other number of these fucking grifts like BLM or money laundering scams. So, because it's all the same. It's the Democrats, they're just the more in front of the government apparatus that's part of this globalism. I mean, the Republicans suck too. But here you've got the establishment. The intelligence communities are dumping misinformation into the pipeline. Alex Jones might pick up on some of it. And then the same group that did that then seeds sue money, lawfare money, court money to families to then sue Alex Jones for the information that he picked up on that the CIA dropped into the information sphere. That's what he said, by the way. That's what he said. That's what Gavin O'Blenis on his Grindr fucking date over here said, allegedly, of course. That's what he said. So we got some questions. That's entrapment. You guys did this, according to Gavin O'Blenis over here. And so I think that we just take this video and you bring it to Alex Jones' appeal. And I think we should be suing these people into oblivion. Drag these lawsuits into red areas and let's start suing the shit out of these people. But there you go, Alex. I'm sure you've seen this by now. It's on his website. So, I mean, there's a fucking... Here's an FBI CIA contractor saying, we specifically set up Alex Jones. So he would then say stuff that we could then utilize and sue him later and chop his legs off and take his fucking money. He said that. We're in an information war, boys. Information war. So there you got FBI. Did what we wanted with Alex Jones, quote, took his money away, quote, chopped his legs off it. Estimates 20 undercover FBI agents at January 6th worked with some of them, now at the CIA. FBI uses embellished news, fake social media to get people really mad. Yeah, we're at war with ourselves. We got domestic terrorist enemies inside of these agencies that supersede what they're supposed to be doing in their charters. But there you have it, boys. Gavin Oblenis telling everybody that the CIA set up Alex Jones. Slam dunk appeal. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. You kept up to date on the shenanigans of warfare. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.